you can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home, but now we have big microphones. So you can relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger.
I'm Eric Stockland.
Who needs to relax this week, Lovey?
Self-checkout.
Ear infections. Humidity needs to relax.
People who see shooting stars.
Are you a smell guy? Like a guy who
Who's a smell guy? What do you mean? I'm shadowed in the eclipse of your belly. Yes.
Let it in there. C-section scars.
Whoa. Oh, it's beautiful.
So tell me all the things you hate about me.
I love you. This is honest to goodness what Colleen Ballinger's toothpaste tube looks like.
To get two babies to go the f*** to sleep.
Are you okay?
I'm pregnant.
People's pee-pee crumbs.
Okay, relax.
The world is scary and we're locked in our home, but now we have big microphones. So you can relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast.
Hi.
I'm Colleen Ballinger.
I'm Eric. Thanks.
Eric Stockland, my handsome husband, and you're listening to the 100th episode. Happy 100th episode! Whoa, was so loud. I was not anticipating that to be so loud. Are you okay?
No.
Are you okay?
I didn't think it made a noise. I didn't know it made a noise. I thought it just shot. Oh, no. You probably on camera saw none of that.
I know, you shot it all that
and
way.
And since this is a podcast, you're just listening, you saw none of that?
You just heard the loudest sound ever. Hopefully Chris, our wonderful editor / my brother-in-law, will make it so that pop bang sound isn't so loud. So people, if they're like driving...
Also, yeah, it's like I feel like we need a trigger warning
now. I don't want
now.
You to think that. Yeah, no, we'll have Chris make sure to lower that sound so that explosion isn't terrifying for you guys listening. Wow, that was not what I was expecting. What a way to start the 100th episode. So you guys,
you just listened to,
before that explosion, you listened to or watched a little highlight reel.
Can you believe it? Can you believe we're here? We've done this 100 times.
I know, craziness. We have a fun episode for you guys today to celebrate the 100th episode. We're going to just reminisce, but also do some of your favorite things that you've seen us do over time on this podcast. You know, we've got some relaxes. We got a lot of fun things ready and prepped for you guys today. So make sure to stay tuned and listen to the whole thing. We are, should we start with our relaxes?
I'm looking confused because we didn't ready or prep anything. Did we?
Maybe you can say that about yourself, okay. But I can pretend that I've prepped lots of things okay. In my mind. Well, I have things that I really want to talk about and things that I'm like excited to reminisce on.
Yes.
With you know, we've done 100 episodes. That's crazy.
Watching that highlight reel is kind of like an emotional roller coaster, isn't it? Like so much has happened within these 100 episodes for us personally.
With the COVID of it all and being quarantined and...
Yeah, we started this because we were just locked in our house, the first real lockdown of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. And then I got pregnant, guys.
And we only had one kid when we started this.
And then we were... you know, and the NICU and just everything. And then we moved, like so much has happened. But you know what I got to say that I love about this podcast, love? Something I love about us. Can I tell you?
When we first started
this podcast, I was, I'm going to be real with you guys. I'm going to be super honest and very real with everyone right now. Eric doesn't know I'm about to admit this.
Okay.
But I'm going to admit something that I probably shouldn't. And I'm going to talk about something I probably shouldn't. But here we go. I had a very hard time at the beginning of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say for a good chunk of time, the first couple of months when we started, I didn't enjoy it at all. Like I had a very hard time. And looking back, I know exactly what happened. And it was completely that I
medication.
No, probably that too. But no, what happened was that like everything I've done in my career and in my life, I've been like, especially on the internet, is like it has to be very edited, has to be very structured. It has to be like, has to have something super entertaining or they're not going to watch it. They're all going to tell me how boring I am or how lame I am. It has to be. I was like over editing everything in my mind with my whole career because that's what I was used to, you know, trying to like be as, you know, I don't know, as entertaining as possible. And I was like, who's going to listen to just
yeah, you
like,
don't have to be entertaining here.
It's just
no, unstructured
listen,
garbage.
No, like it was like an hour of content that I was like, I have to edit an hour of content every week.
You're a control freak is what you're explaining.
Totally. And I was like, and we have to fill that hour with games and activities and projects and do all this stuff. And I was like, so overwhelmed by it. I was putting so much pressure on myself.
It was
to
hard
make it,
at the beginning. We didn't know.
I had a really hard time with it. And
what we were doing.
You know, luckily we eventually got the help of our editor and Eric's brother, Chris, who's awesome. And he's also now a producer on the podcast too, who helps us. But like at first I was editing everything and also trying to keep everything else afloat. And I was struggling and, you know, and Eric kept trying to say like, hey, this is a podcast like of us. Like, this is supposed to be fun. Let's have fun.
You also had never even listened to a podcast before.
So in my mind, I'm just thinking, you know, I have to edit a full hour-long video every week. Hour and a half usually is how long they were at the beginning. And
completely scripted.
Not scripted, but just like, you know, I need to put in funny, silly things and I have to write songs for each little game we play. And I was putting so much pressure on myself, making it way harder than it needed to be. Because now that it is what it is, where it's just you and me talking and hanging out and like truly just like having a date night, I love it. It's like truly like our one time of the week where we really get to sit down and connect and like have conversations and laugh together. Like, I feel like a lot of our time spent together is obviously with our awesome kids and they make us laugh so hysterically hard, which I have a very
funny story
to tell you about Maisie, but they make us laugh so hard. But I feel like this is the one time of the week where you and I get to laugh together and it's not like us laughing at something silly with the children. It's like you and me being adults and like laughing and
I don't know about
what
adults.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, you know what I mean? But I really do love that about this podcast that it's helped me to learn so much about myself and my control issues, but also so much about our audience and how awesome they are and how wonderful they are that they're like, no, we just want to like hang out with you guys and like chat with you and you chat to us. Like they're like, we don't need you to do all this extra stuff. Like
we're here
to listen and hang out. And I think that's so cool. And it's like,
it's so confusing to me because sometimes I'll like ride along with you to your, live shows and try and help out and like, and I'll meet some people and they'll be like, oh,
so many people
listen to the podcast.
Yes.
Who needs to relax this week? Eric?
Yeah. It's like,
you
always
know,
the
are they wearing like a relaxed shirt or something like that? And I'm so confused by it. Cause I'm like, what do you mean you listen?
Actually, I know.
I'm still like, nobody listens to
this.
Yeah.
So that's been really cool for me. I really enjoy getting to spend the time with Eric and also, getting to like, you see that this audience that watches this is such an awesome community of people who like
really nice,
who are like just wonderful. And they just want to sit and listen to us talk about and like, and just hang out. Like, and it doesn't need to be all this like entertaining. I'm sure we might have a lot more listeners if I did do that and like made sure there was all these segments and all this stuff. But like, I kind of like that. It's this like family of people who just want to like hang out with us on date night. Like, I think it's really cool.
And our families. It's weird that our families
the only thing my family and friends listen to. Like, I have so
many
friends.
My parents, they're always like, oh, that episode is like,
I know.
Like, stop.
My parents too. Like, I have so many family and friends who are like, I don't want your stuff. I don't know what you're doing. They don't know anything about anything I talk about online, which makes it feel like a safe space for me on my vlog channel where I can like open up about really embarrassing things and like sob my brains out. Cause I'm like, no one I know watches this. Only my people who like watch my vlogs know this. Like, those are my people, you know? But on the podcast, I feel like this is the only thing where like all my friends and my family are like, oh, I loved this in the podcast. Or like my friend Christina will text me the day after the podcast comes out and be like, you said this in the podcast, but it's actually this. Like, and I'm like, what? They listen. So yeah, I really enjoyed it. I can't believe we've done 100 episodes.
There's just 100 hours of us
more
talking. Yeah, more than, because a lot of times we go over an hour just like floating around the cloud.
Talking
someone's
about
cloud.
Nothing. Floating around someone's cloud. Talking about something, getting passionate about really dumb things.
What was like is it still the first day of the week that was the biggest fight we ever
had? That was a pretty big fight. We can get into it if you really want
to. No, I'm over it.
That was a big one. And, you know, homeroom was the most recent one that
people
got me real heated, but I was the idiot there. Everyone, you know, made sure I knew that like I'm an idiot and I understand. I admitted that in the episode, but there's so many things that have gotten us
so many
heated times a million.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're excited to be here and to do our 100th episode for you.
I wanted to like get a cake, a relaxed cake.
A lot's been going on here at the house.
Yeah.
Guys, we're in the middle of a flood
There's
literally flooding
there's
outside.
Like it's like, you know, it doesn't rain in California a lot, especially Southern California. And all of a sudden there's this storm. It seems like it's might as well be living in Seattle. It's like it rains every day
crazy.
And it's really bad right now.
I'm a SoCal lady. I grew up here my whole life here, except for a few years I lived in New York City on and off. And I've never seen it like this that I can remember. There was actually 1 year growing up El Nino that was really intense. But that was a bajillion years ago.
I remember El Nino. I think that's a recurring thing, right? Is that just one?
Remember one El Nino was so bad. And everyone, I think that, we went to the beach and the waves were crashing on our car. Like it was like wild.
Because we had a bad El Nino on the East Coast too.
Maybe it was something the same one. I don't know.
Warm air pressure from the Gulf.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. But I do know that this storm is crazy. And this is who I think needs to relax. Before we say thanks to our first sponsor. There's a lot of relaxes I have today, but I'm just going to touch on this. I'm just going to touch on this with the storm situation.
Yeah.
So they prepped us we got all these alerts, like make sure to be prepared for this huge storm that is coming. And this is like last week. And so I went out and I got flashlights and batteries and candles and stocked our house with food for the week. Like we're good to go, you know, and then the storm came and went and it was like the lamest. And it, for us, not for other people, I'm not diminishing how horrible it was for a lot of places. There's a lot of places where it flooded, people were hurt. Like it was very bad, a lot of damage.
But in our area,
it wasn't that bad.
It rained for an hour and it was gone.
But we really were prepped like it was going to be the worst thing ever. And so I'm glad we prepped. I'd rather be safe than sorry, which is why I'm annoyed, which is why this is my relax. Like, because that happened, I think then they underplayed this one.
It's like the boy who cried wolf. Like the last time it wasn't bad. So this one I was like, whatever. Now it's like you can't.
But I feel like the last one we were so prepped for it. It was like alarms were going off on our phones that were like evacuate everything.
We
ordered
groceries. We had flashlights, candles.
I went grocery shopping too. Like we had everything.
Yeah. This time it was just like, and then it is
a billion times worse than the last one.
Yeah.
Our backyard is completely, there's a river in our backyard.
Our basement's starting to flood. It's kind of a little bit freaking. We're kind of in
We're a little nervous that the power is going to go out in the middle of this episode. So
it did an hour ago.
Yeah. And anyway, I wanted to say what needs to relax? What needs to relax they kind of were like, they kind of screws over. They're like, hey, this is going to be this huge freaking storm. You're all going to be terrible. And then it wasn't bad at all. It was like barely anything for us where we are. And we're like, oh, okay. And so and then this storm was coming. I didn't get any alerts about it.
Not until they were like literally alerts that and then, just vaguely say evacuate now.
Yeah, if we got
check this area, but then you can't get to them. I don't know.
Yeah, today. Were like, okay, evacuate right now if you're in these areas. But actually, you cannot evacuate now because there's a flood watch warning.
And these roads are impassable.
So you can't use any of these roads. So you have a mandatory evacuation, but don't leave.
But shelter in place.
Yeah. So everyone who was in the mandatory evacuation notices, they had to wait until the flood warning went away for them to be able to evacuate. So anyway, it's just like, I feel like we got all the notices as the rain was pouring. Whereas like last week we got days before and everyone was talking about it. And now it's just like on the news, they're like, oh, another storm's coming. But I just thought it would be the same as before. But anyway, so partly they all need to relax who are supposed to warn us, but also my brain needs to relax. I should take it seriously every time. I shouldn't ever be like, a storm's coming, always, that's nothing. Should always be prepared. Always,
you know whose motto that is?
Mine.
The Boy Scouts.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Always be prepared.
Well, I didn't know that.
And I was a Boy Scout.
Good for you. Did you love it?
I did. I liked it a lot. I made it all the way to Life Scout, which is the one before Eagle Scout. You ever heard that when people are like, I was an Eagle. He was an Eagle Scout.
Heard that. Yeah.
That's like, I don't know. I bailed at that because that's when I got my driver's license. And
that's very neato.
You know, girls.
Well, see, then I'm safe. I've got someone who's like almost an Eagle Scout here with me. You're going to get us out of any bad situation.
Not tying. Had the badge. Canoeing. If we need to canoe out of here, I had that badge.
What is it about a badge that's like so appealing? Because I was in Brownies, which is the right before Girl Scouts, for like 2 seconds. And I didn't care about the learning of the things. I just needed those patches.
I think it starts when we're little kids. They're like, you want a sticker? Does he want a sticker?
Yeah.
People are always just like people that work in grocery stores, doctor's offices.
Always giving our kids stickers.
People are just like, oh, there's a kid. Here, stickers.
Stickers, yeah.
And we're just like, oh, okay. And our kid is always like, oh, a sticker. Yeah, sure. Thank you.
But even now as an adult, like, don't you feel like if you ever see like a patch or badge, like you're like just the feel, the look, the like the thin thread making a beautiful picture of something. It's like,
oh, embroidery is gorgeous.
It's beautiful. Something about it is so appealing. Like, I wouldn't get, like you saying like, oh, knots, I know how to do it. Building a fire. Like, I'm just thinking this, everything you're saying, I'm like, oh, these, I bet these patches are awesome.
They're really cool. Yeah. I don't think I still have them.
I wish you did.
How to start a fire from scratch, all that stuff.
That's so cool.
There was like a life-saving one. Mm-hmm. There was once where I had to like,
that's very
swim
broad.
A, there's swim just like a mile.
Wait, hold on. You gotta go back to this. There's just a broad term life-saving. Like you get just, you get maybe a badge that says you can save lives, but like, yeah, there's so like many
first,
different ways to do this.
Okay. First aid. Okay. And then like there was, I think it was, maybe it was just swimming. There was, but it, no, but it was more than that because it's like, I had to swim a mile in a lake.
In a lake?
A whole mile. And then, you had to do it like jumping with all your clothes on. And then you had to make a life jacket out of your pants.
Oh, wow. You've taught
me
this before.
I showed you this in a
yeah,
pool
so
once,
cool.
So I know you believe me.
Yeah, I know.
This is not BS.
Yeah, it's super cool.
There's a way to like tie the bottom of the legs of the pants and then catch air in it and put it around your neck, whereas it'll hold the air. I don't know. All that stuff was because of Boy Scouts.
That's so cool.
Time of my life with those camps. So fun.
Well, that's amazing. Well, now you know everything to help us from this storm. But
well,
it's pretty bad, guys. So anyway, before our power goes out, I think I should say thanks to our first sponsor before, don't you think?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm going to do that. So they've updated the evacuation notice for our area. And I just want to show Eric our city. Okay.
Itchy.
What's itchy?
My nose from this hair.
So the red patch, here's our city, you know?
Uh-huh.
There's our red patch. That's all emergency evacuate, like immediately, the red chunk, and that black dot is us. So that's
evacuate immediately.
The red chunk.
What's the purple?
The purple and pink, I don't remember what it is. It means like, I think yellow is like stay put, hunker down. I think pink is like,
that's a large
you
swath
might have
of area.
Move. I know. And look how close we are to it.
Extremely close.
We're very close. So we might have to evacuate very
how,
soon.
What are they just going to say, now you go?
I don't know what they're going to do.
Where'd all those people go?
I don't know. I have no idea. I just know that we're very close to the evacuation zone, guys. So this could be a very riveting episode because at any moment we could be evacuated.
Apparently just wash away.
I guess so. Who needs to relax
That's
for you this week,
terrifying.
Love?
So we went to a dinner to celebrate a thing for someone. And
who might or might not listen to this episode.
I don't know. Wonderful person. Love them. Not what I'm going to talk about. What I'm going to talk about is at this dinner, I slowly realized, like, are we, like, what have we become? Are we old? Like, you
we're
know.
We're old, yes.
We're old, I guess. Well, I mean, statistically. But, like, we went from, you know, we had one kid. We got a kid. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, we jumped from one to three. And it's, but still, like, most of our...
But we were in LA. We were like LA with one kid.
And most of our, I would say majority of our social circles were
kidless.
People that didn't have kids and would be doing all sorts of like stuff because they didn't have kids. They could do stuff, you know, and they had stuff to talk about that wasn't their kids because they didn't have them. So they would talk about other stuff. And they would come over and hang out with us and our kid and be like,
yeah,
we don't know what to do with you guys. You got this kid now. You know what I mean? And we knew like there'd been a shift. But then there was this dinner where everyone else at this table of 10 had multiple kids. And we're talking to, and all of a sudden I have all these things that I can talk about to these people with. And I'm saying we're having like full on minivan conversations.
Yeah, talking about
what
minivans.
Kind of mini? Oh yeah,
talking
you
about
like
PTA
the,
meetings.
You like the Honda Odyssey? Oh yeah. Well, I really like this. Like literally just talking about minivans and the benefits of many like specific. You know, knowing everything about every minivan. Talking about the literal PTA and talking about how like the somebody showed up and it was like, oh, how was your so and so's basketball game? Like you know they had had a they'd just come from a 7 year old's basketball game and. Obviously you're there, lots of pregnancy talk and all of that.
Babies and
baby talk,
I was,
bottles, binkies, you know, like strategies, like all of this. I was just like in it. And then like, all of a sudden I was like, oh, what's happened? What's going on? What am I? Like, it's like you were like, we're all of a sudden like, it's like, it must be like kind of what it feels like when you realize you're in a cult. Like if you're in a cult and you realize it, you're like, oh, wait, no, we're branding each other. No, this is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, wait, we're going to start talking about minivans and trusts.
Right.
I got to like, this is.
Yeah.
I didn't sign up for the, you know, and.
Well, you kind of did, but.
I kind of did. But so it's just, I was just a moment for me. It was like a big moment of like.
Well, it was a moment for you, but it was a moment for me first. And then you like, you know what I mean? Like we left the party. We left the dinner. And I was like, you were like, that was lovely. Everyone was so nice. I was like, yeah, everyone was so nice. And we were both just kind of like saying like, yeah, everyone was so nice.
This is cool.
It was really nice. Everyone, that was lovely. Everyone was, because everyone was so nice. Like everyone was so cool. And then I got in the car and I was like, I had so many moments where I was like, why are they talking about minivans? Who has a minivan?
You kind of shut down a little bit. What? You were pretty quiet, I thought.
I got there.
Once you got to the conversation turned to like serial killers and TikTok, you were.
I was like the only one there who had a TikTok.
Started like holding court. So but like, before that, you were like.
Yeah, I feel like originally I said something about TikTok and everyone was like, huh? And I was like, oh, I'm the only person at this table with a TikTok. But then it was like, I was like, oh, we're talking about, why are they talking about minivans? Okay. And then a couple came in there like, we have four kids. I was like, four kids? They have so many kids. And then in my head, I was like, wait, I have three kids.
Like, no, it's like, no adults should just be discussing a specific episode of Bluey to each other.
Yeah. And I was
like, how does that keep happening?
Yeah. So it was a very weird,
dinner. We're grownups. We shouldn't be talking about how good Bluey is in our favorite episodes.
And so we get in the car and I'm like, kind of like saying, like, I was like, it was just so weird. Like, having these conversations, I've never had conversations like that at a dinner party. I've had it with like individual friends who are like moms or whatever. But like to be at a dinner party where every single person at the party was a parent of multiple children and we all talked about the same things and all had similar, you know, current experiences in life. I was like, this is such a bizarre experience because it is not what I'm used to. Like, and I came and Corey was like, how's the dinner? And I was telling him, and he's like, I was like, it was just so weird. Cause I'm usually, if I go to dinner with a bunch of people, they're like, and he's like, gay. Cause usually like, it is a bunch of
your entourage.
My like, is you know, my friends and they're mostly, you know,
right.
Not children people. They don't have kids.
Uh-huh. Some of them do.
Some of my friends do, but I'm saying like if I went out to
like
gay
friends have kids.
Of course. Yeah. But I'm just saying it was a very different vibe than what I'm used to going out. But it was great. And it was nothing negative about the whole experience. It was just more in my own head and in your own head. We had this moment of like, oh, we're like.
It happened at the same time for us. It was like the ending of The Graduate or something. We were having fine time. And then all of a sudden we just were both staring into space being like, oh.
We're in a cult.
We're in a cult of
parents. We're
forever.
Forever.
The best part, and then so then it was that, and then you drove home, which is a rare thing. And we're going to leave the parking garage, and I don't know what happened to you.
You're
such a mess. Like you're not used to drive. I don't. It's like you are a complete alien visiting Earth for the first time ever.
Yeah.
You're pulling out of a parking garage, and there's the thing where you put your ticket in and you pay.
Yeah.
You blow past that right up to the ding dong. Those things that go up and down. Flynn calls them ding dongs. You blow past it, and then you roll down the window, and to the kid working there, you only said this phrase repeatedly. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. And he's just looking at you and I'm like, here, give him the thing. And so you have to hand him the thing because you're already past the machine. Right. And then you're like, just kept saying that you were an idiot. And then you're like, oh, I have to pay. Like you didn't have any money. You didn't have any credit cards.
No, I wasn't
you had
ready.
Nothing. So I then hand over credit card. He has to stick it in. And he just repeatedly said you were an idiot till he finally let us out of there. And you're like, wow, that guy thinks I'm an idiot. You told him 9 times you were.
I know. It was that's driving though. That had nothing to do with the dinner. That's just how I am.
Oh, I thought maybe you were flustered from the dinner. No, that's just
you.
No,
I wasn't
flustered
for the dinner. The dinner was wonderful. I had a great time, a great conversation. Everyone was so sweet and wonderful. It was just
was fun.
It was so fun. It was just us realizing we're I think in our heads we thought we were something different than we are. And I feel like I've had this moment many times throughout my parent experience where I've been like I've been like, I'm a mom. No, I'm not. Like, you know, I'll be like, oh, go to, when we first had Flynn being like, oh, here's daddy. And I'm like, what? Eric's not a dad. That's weird. He's not a dad. I'm not a mom.
Like, whoa, those people have 3 kids. That's a lot. And then all of a sudden you have I have 3 kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look at that family. Like with their stroller, like, oh, they're struggling. Huh? As I'm pushing a stroller and struggling. Yeah. It's like you keep There's like a denial that you're still going to see your 17-year-old self in the mirror or be...
I don't think that it's a denial. I think that it's you live your entire life as a person without kids. And then there's no gradual... It's not a gradual shift to having children. It's not like you prep in a certain way and then it's like a gradual event. It's like
pregnancy is.
I know it's not.
You kind of gradually get bigger. Sure, and you buy lots
but you're
of stuff.
you're still you by yourself, not having children out and about on this world. So sure, I guess it's like prepping, but not really. Like it's you're not a parent, and then you are a parent. It's like, and it's an and it's
like,
a
hey, we're
gonna
cut you open, pull these two kids out of there. And then get out, go home with these, you know what I mean?
One, and it's like, and now you're responsible for a human being for the rest of your life. And which of course, like is something we sign up for and want and love, but it's just such a weird shift to go in your mind of like, there's this category of humans and it's like, these are parents and you think of your parents and you think of that generation. And so when you become that generation, it's a very bizarre shift. Oh, we're getting... Oh, guys, I'm getting a notification on my phone.
My heart just saying, I don't think this is fun.
It's not fun. It says flash flood warning in effect for this area until 12 a.m. This is dangerous and life threatening. Do not attempt to travel unless you're fleeing an area subject to flooding or under evacuation.
All right, we're gonna pause for a second and come back with our next sponsor. Bye.
Okay, guys, sorry to leave you on a little cliffhanger there. We are safe. We are not being evacuated. It's just a major flood warning. Flash flood warning in our area, which is, it's actually in a lot of California. There's flash flood warnings going on. There's a lot of water.
Hope everybody's okay.
Yeah, I hope everyone's safe and okay. We're safe. Everything's okay. But I did tweet and ask you guys from our Twitter account. If you're not following us, make sure to follow relax_podcast.
Yeah, we're very active on there. So you want to be following that for all of the
I asked
for a tweet once every 3 months. Hey, who needs to relax?
So I asked you guys what your favorite moments were. And we got a lot of wonderful ones. One was, I have to sneeze. Hold on. One was not that. I'm sure you guys have loved hearing me sniff and sneeze on this podcast, but that was not mentioned.
But that
shockingly.
Should be in the 100th episode because, you know,
it has to
a
be.
Good sniff,
me
a good
sniffling,
sneeze.
A good sneeze, a good allergy attack.
It's just part of it. Yeah.
It's part of the episode.
You can't leave it out of the 100th.
Here, why don't you read what Jackie said? Because I feel like I might sneeze again.
Okay. Jackie says, Jackie143, social anxieties and the infamous first day of the week conversation.
So that's what she liked. That I asked, like, what if
I was like,
you're just reading. You didn't know what I just explained.
I thought you were saying, like, she needs that to relax. And I'm like, we've talked about this a lot.
No, I said, what was everyone's favorite things that have happened on the episode? Did I say that? Did I not explain that?
Maybe
I didn't. Did I not explain that? I'm sorry. I tweeted.
You might have said it right to my face, and I was just staring.
Okay. I don't know.
You.
I tweeted, like, what was your favorite moments on the show in the last 100 episodes?
You did say that.
And Jackie said, I don't know that I did. But anyway, Jackie said, social anxieties and the infamous first day of the week.
I just read it.
I know you did.
Okay.
I'm just reminding them what she said. So, social anxieties are always fun. We have lots of those.
I think that's relatable.
But we did bring up the first day of the week conversation, which I'm always happy to talk about because I know I'm right. That like the first day of the week is Sunday and Eric thinks it's Monday because he's wrong. So that's, you know, I've proven many times that Sunday is actually the first day of the week.
You know what you said to me today? You said, oh, I'm getting so many emails today because it's Monday and everyone's back in their office.
I'd never said back in
and
their
I
office.
And I thought
you
to myself,
that.
Yeah, everyone's back in their office and sending
and
emails today
and
Monday
today.
Because it's the first day of the week. And so
it's
they're
the first
all
day
back
of the work
their,
week. It's the first day of the work week.
I'm going to eat this microphone.
It's the first
eat,
day of
I'm
the work
I'm just
going
to start taking bites
literally
out of it.
Literally says
so
in the Bible. Like,
moving on.
The Lord rests on the seventh day,
sure.
Which is the Sabbath.
Any other
and
tweets?
It's just Saturday. And Sunday is the first day of the week. Why on calendars then is Monday not the first square? On the 7 day week calendar. Why is Monday not the first square? Why is Sunday
Colleen,
the first one?
I've been thinking about that HelloFresh ad. And
also,
no offense to HelloFresh. Like, I love them. I'm trying to change the subject. But,
but
when
you
they
can't
say,
because wait, but hold on a second though. You just fully lied. Because you were like, earlier today you said that you get so many emails because it's the first day of the week. I never said that.
You did.
I never said it's
you didn't
Monday,
say because so, it's the first day of the week. You
no,
just said,
I said
it.
I just said I'm responding to emails. That's literally I said.
Yeah, you said because everyone's back in the office.
No, I didn't say that. I've never said that sentence in my life.
Verbatim.
I never said everyone's back in the office.
Everyone's back at work. You said
I don't think I did.
But you did. I was rubbing your back. We were sitting with the babies.
Anyway, I never said it didn't apply to this week conversation.
I'm changing the subject. Okay. During the HelloFresh ad, you say farm fresh. Mm-hmm. And they say Farm Fresh. No offense to the HelloFresh people. They're amazing. Mm-hmm. Their food's amazing. But like Farm Fresh, as opposed to what? What would not be Farm Fresh?
Like not grown on a farm?
It's a term you hear a lot. Yeah, where else would it be? Is food not grown on farms?
I don't know. I don't know.
It came from a farm and it's fresh.
Like it's fresh from the farm. So it's not like, so maybe it's like, it's not like frozen for a long time. It's just like fresh.
Frozen fresh. What doesn't sound as good.
I don't know. Well, it comes frozen. I don't know, love.
It comes frozen.
I have no idea.
For the most part. Well,
I have no idea. I'm sorry. I can't help you with that one. But no shade to them. We love them.
Of course not. I'm just saying, what do you mean farm fresh as opposed to what?
Not on a farm. What if someone grew food in their house? That's not a farm. So you're not getting food from someone's house. It's coming from a farm, you know?
Yeah.
Factory.
Well, I've successfully changed
the subject. Factory fresh? Like what's built in, you know, like grown like in a factory?
Maybe.
It's farm fresh. It's from a farm, not from a factory, maybe.
But is it though?
I would assume. They're not going to lie. It's strange choice to attack one of our sponsors.
I don't think I'm attacking them. I'm attacking the phrase farm fresh. And I'm not even attacking it. I'm just saying, it's like, remember when I was like, we talked about this on the podcast also. Remember when I was like, oh, this rock is a million years old. And
yeah,
our friend was like, well, yeah, every rock's.
It's a rock.
It's a rock.
Yeah.
It's just like that. Yeah. Right. That's kind of what I thought it was.
I get it. I feel
And I've changed the subject. And we're not talking about...
Fine, we don't talk about
days
of the
week. I don't even remember what we were talking about before this, and we're not fighting.
Instead of talking about days of the week, let's talk about how dumb our sponsors are. Annie said, the song Flynn made about grilled cheese and applesauce, which I think we should sing on this episode. We have to sing something, because a lot of people were saying that they loved Eric's songs. And so I think for the 100th episode, we have to sing.
Stop.
So we'll do that. So stay tuned for that. Bella said, when you played Who's Most Likely To... And a lot of people said that they really like the Who's Most Likely To game. So I've pulled up a few Who's More Likely To. We'll play a quick.
Like the one you make fun of in your show is Miranda?
Yes. We've played it before.
I don't know.
We've
done 100 of these.
And a lot of people said they liked it. So here we go.
Really?
Here's just a few random. Spitfire quick. Who's most likely to win a hot dog eating contest?
You. You.
I would say you.
I would say you.
I don't eat very much.
Yeah, but when you do, it's like to the point.
If it's
like,
a really
it's
good
like
hot dog,
all
I'd win.
Business.
It depends on the hot dog.
What she would do is she would like kind of squeeze the hot dog out of the bun and all this, the ketchup and everything
and
else out and eat just the bun.
The squished
bun. This is how she eats burritos. She buys a burrito, then she breaks it in half, squeezes everything out
of
the burrito and just eats a moist tortilla. What is it that you want? The essence?
I want the essence of the innards on a tortilla. I want a soggy, warm tortilla. With the remnants
of innards?
Ingredients.
I like innards,
of the innards.
Better.
Yeah, that's what I like.
So you would probably win.
I've done this since I was a little girl, by the way. I've done it
really?
Since I was a little. I have vivid memories being like 7 doing it at Taco Bell to my bean and cheese burrito. You can ask my parents.
And your diet is exactly the same.
It's literally the
it
same.
It has not changed at
okay.
all.
Who is most likely to get hungry in the middle of the night? Me. Me for sure.
You order food. We will have dinner. We will have like... What some people might consider a late dinner, having dinner at like 7:30, mm-hmm. like late-ish, you know,
mm-hmm.
on the later side, mm-hmm. maybe. And then by 10 o'clock, you're like, so what are we eating for dinner? And what you mean is I'm ordering Taco Bell or McDonald's. Which one do you prefer I order?
Yeah.
And I'll say neither. And you'll order one of them and you're very sweet. You'll be like, well, I got you a cheeseburger anyway.
But you know what? It'll be like one times out of 30 that I don't get you something. And that's always
the
time.
That's the time I'm
starving.
You're
like, you didn't get me anything.
And
I will say, you said you didn't want anything. And you'll go, well, I just assumed you'd get me something.
Because you usually do.
But you don't eat it. And so then I'm like, he's
but
not going to eat it. I don't want to waste.
You know, once in a blue moon when you don't. That's when
always
I'm
when
just
he gets
so hungry.
Anyway, who is most likely to forget to pick up their kids from school? I say neither of us. I cannot imagine a world where I would. And I can't imagine a world where you would.
I would be there early. You would be most likely to be late to pick them up.
I would never be late to pick up my kids from school. I'm late to literally everything on the planet.
You would be on time.
I will never be late to pick up my kids from
you.
School.
I know. Mama
very
Bear
confident.
Coming out. I know. But you would be on time for you, which to be fair is 10 minutes late.
I promise you on everything.
But when
on
it comes to our kids, you'd be there on time.
Yeah. I would be early. I'd be the first one in line. I promise. When it comes to our kids, like look at me
I'm
and
scared
our
of
life.
That.
And
I believe you. Yeah.
I know. I'm just saying like, think about how I'm the most disgusting, unorganized, disaster mess of a human you've ever met, but like our kids' suitcases when we travel are like,
I know,
labeled and organized. Like when it comes to our kids, I'm like, I'm going to be wild when it comes to school pickups. I've seen
you drive past schools, right? And you see the line of parents' cars, like how long it is. And I'm like, wow, look at those people with their kids. And then I remember, oh, I have three kids. I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to have to be in that line.
Yeah, I will.
Not looking forward to that.
I also have vivid memories of like, there's a couple times my mom was late picking me up and I was sobbing, like very upset. Like I have vivid memories of that. So I won't.
No one's talking about that anymore.
I know, but I'm saying, but I was finishing my sentence.
Yeah.
So I that's how I know I'll never be late to pick up kids from school. But I do actually, I think I can admit, I will probably be late taking them to like sports, like group, like if they're in Boy Scouts or soccer or theater or anything like that, I probably will totally be late.
No, they're going
to
be late because of you all the time. You're late to everything all the time. I drove past a local elementary school and they had a sign out front that said hiring bus drivers, paid training.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for something to do.
I'm not looking to do that.
Okay. Maybe I will do that.
I'm looking at these who's more likely to questions. I'll do two more.
Drive a bus.
They're so random. Listen to this weird question. Who's most likely to sleep while brushing their teeth? What? What kind of question is that? It would be me. I brush my teeth more than you do.
You're just always brushing them.
Most likely to talk while dreaming? You, I would say. Right? You have to play the game, love. You have to answer.
I'm sorry, I got caught up in like the very underhanded, like, it's I brush my teeth more than you, and like you gave like a look. Like it
no,
was
I
like
didn't.
It was like
no.
pretty intense.
If you rewind
this podcast, you'll see me go like this. You'll see me go.
No, it wasn't
because,
meant
like,
to be dick.
There was
we've
some
talked about this
there.
On the we've talked about this on the podcast before. I like to brush my teeth like the second I wake up. Huh. And we've talked about because otherwise it's lethal for you. Like you could get hurt, seriously, if I don't brush my teeth the second I wake up. We just talked about this.
Halitosis.
You do not do this.
Mm-mm.
And I feel like there must be days where you don't do it right away and then you just forget.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's things going on in my life that like don't allow me to exactly immediately do it. But also like I have coffee and then I like to do it right after I have my first cup of coffee.
I feel you. That's fine.
Which makes sense to my mouth and my brain.
So this is lightning round. So answer. You got to answer. Ready?
Oh, okay.
Who's most likely to talk while dreaming?
Me.
Yes, for sure. Who's most likely to snore while sleeping?
Me.
Eric. Who's most likely to be most scared while watching a horror movie?
You.
Me. Who's most likely to join a street gang? Me on
you.
Accident.
You just like
me because I'd be too scared to
be like
upset
too
them.
Socially awkward and again a people pleaser to be like, okay,
I'd be like, oh yeah, sure, I'll join.
What's
like
the initiation?
I'd be so scared. Yeah. Who's most likely to be popular at school? Eric.
No.
Who's
you.
Most likely to spread gossip? Us to each other, but that's it. I feel like.
Oh, we talk so much.
But
shit.
To no one else.
No.
Who's most likely to cheat on a test and get caught? Me. I would say me. Don't you think?
I feel like. Looking back at like the Scantron days when you would have those Scantron tests where you had to fill in the little bubbles, I can see you peeking over.
Oh yeah, I definitely cheated in school. Quite
you
a few.
Did?
I was a really bad test taker. I had very good grades in school. I did really great in school, but test taking was my biggest fail. I was so bad at taking tests.
Well,
I cheated.
Yeah, because I know like some certain subjects in school were not for you. We've talked about this. So I can see that happening, but not out of like you're a bad person or anything.
No, it was because like I worked my butt off to get good grades and it was like, I don't want this to be the thing that fails me.
Yeah, I can remember looking over. If you looked up and over the net, like two desks, like one desk over and two desks up, you could see like the corner of someone's Scantron and you would see like, okay, it looks like they, but like the shape of it, you're like, oh,
yeah,
I think this was a C and then a D and then it comes back to C and then they did an A.
Oh yeah, big time.
And then being totally wrong. Like I remember
that's the worst.
I tried to like look over for one test and just, I thought I had it lined up, but I was like off by one.
Oh,
and so I like literally
brutal.
Got like a 20 out of 100
no,
on this
that's
test.
Brutal.
Yeah, it's not good to cheat, guys.
All right, here we go. Some more quick ones. Who's most likely to forget where they parked their car? Me.
You.
Me, but like also kind of you. Who's most likely to get hangry? Me.
Me.
We both get hangry pretty bad. I get really bad hangry though. Who's most likely to forget their car keys inside their car? Me.
You.
Yeah. Who's most likely to get drunk after one drink? Me.
You.
Who's most likely to call their manager mom or dad? I'd say me. That's a weird question.
Their manager?
Yeah, like someone, like a boss or manager.
Yeah.
It'd be me, I think.
I wouldn't do that.
Right? Don't you think I would?
Yes.
Who's most likely to get praised at work? You. For sure, you.
Have you? You literally have a comment section for your job. And they hate
both.
You too.
Yeah. So, but for you, I feel like you, but you, it's rightfully so. Like, it's like you're an actor who's very talented. And I feel like every time you do anything, everyone's just like, whoa, he's the most talented person on the planet. Cause it's true.
You know, it's really, there's an interesting thing about that. When you're like, I feel like the stories I would have for you coming home from set, if like the sound guy, like the boom operator was like, I really like that.
Yeah.
Whatever. I would like, it would lift my spirits.
I know.
It would make my day.
I love that about you.
As opposed to like another actor or like the director even, or like a producer. Mm-hmm. If like, if someone on set, like working their butt off, like running cables and or holding a boom mic or holding a camera was like, I like that. You know what I mean? That was really awesome.
You're so talented. Yeah, it's true. Like everyone, of course, is going to talk about how amazing you are because you are.
Nope.
Back to Twitter. Some of your guys' favorite things. Just a couple more here. Hannah said, rewatching Haters Back Off, which I haven't done in a long time and I stopped doing it. So maybe we do that again. Maybe we bring back watching episodes of Haters Back Off.
That'd be fun.
And then Erica said, cream cheese still makes me laugh. Do you remember that? We had a conversation about cream cheese.
Remind me. I feel like we've
talked about
cream cheese a lot.
Say what?
Cream cheese.
Oh, here we go.
What are you saying? I don't even remember. I don't remember this.
Remember this?
No.
Say it again.
I'm glad Erica does.
Say it again.
I don't. Cream cheese.
Lovey.
Cream cheese. What am I saying wrong?
How are we having the identical conversation?
No, I don't remember.
You don't remember this? Because you're literally reacting exactly the same way as you did last time.
Done it.
We've say done it again.
This probably 150 hours. Say of this.
What do you put on your bagel of?
Cream cheese.
Lovey.
Cream cheese.
There you go. It's cream cheese. Cream cheese. Cream cheese. Cream cheese. Well, it's not cream cheese, but it's just like cream cheese. It's kind of like they have this equal amount of emphasis.
Cream cheese.
But I wouldn't say cream cheese.
Cream cheese.
It's cream cheese.
I'm not trying
to. I want someone to compare the last time we had this conversation to this one because he's literally reacting exactly the same way.
I don't remember
it
at all.
You don't remember?
Nope.
Love it. It was iconic. And a few people said that. Like they liked
funny.
That conversation. Okay. And then the final one I wanted to read was that a lot of people said Flynn's Truck of the Day, which is of course an iconic part of our podcast. So Flynn was very excited to do a Truck of the Day today. So here is Flynn's Truck of the Day.
Flynn's Truck of the Day.
Oh, Truck of the Day. Truck of the Day.
Flynn's Truck of the Day.
Truck of the Day.
Woo-hoo! Truck of the Day.
He's back, baby.
He's back, baby. Flynn is back to do a Truck of the
Day.
Yeah, baby. What's the Truck of the Day today, dude?
What you got?
Trucks.
Trucks. Perfect. Oh, good. Very specific. What kind of trucks you got?
I don't know. A tow truck and a monster truck.
Cool. Tow truck and a monster truck. This is the truck that Flynn is talking about right now. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It's pretty cool, dude. I love this one. This is very nice. And then it has a little guy in it, a little person.
Yeah, it's blue.
And
he's
does he
blue.
Have a name, this little person?
No, he doesn't have a name.
That's okay. And what's the other truck you got?
It's a monster truck.
And what color is that truck?
A blue.
Okay. And which one do you like better? Do you have a favorite or do you just like them both?
I have a favorite.
Which one?
This one.
The monster truck?
And that one.
Oh, and this one. Okay, got it. They're both your favorites?
Yeah, they are. They are. They are my favorite.
Oh, good. And have you been playing with them just now? When you came in here, were you already playing with these or did you pick them out especially for Truck of the Day?
I just picked them out for especially of the day.
That's amazing.
I'll tell you what they're very good at.
Okay, what are they good at?
Jumping like this.
Mm-hmm. And
this one's good for towing cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're very good at that.
Let me try another car.
Oh, you want to get another one?
Let me get another one.
Okay, he's going to get another truck, guys. So this is a very special truck of the day. Come on over, Flynn. What's this one?
A race car.
A race car. What color is this
race? Race car.
And what color is it?
Yellow and blue.
Now, I have a question about this special car. Where did you get this one?
This one was from my big rig.
And where did you get the big rig?
From Lightning McQueen store.
And where was this Lightning McQueen store?
At Disneyland.
Disneyland!
Whoa, you got to go to Disneyland?
Oh, yeah, baby. We went to Disneyland.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
What do you think of the car's ride?
I don't know.
Remember when we drove in a car and you got to see Lightning McQueen?
Over the bumps. Did you like that part?
Yeah, I like that part.
Were you scared or was it just fun?
Just fun.
Yeah. You didn't seem scared. You seemed like you were just like ready to rock and roll, drive around. That's awesome. Now, in the past, when we've done trucks of the day, but you've also done bug of the day. Do you want to do a bug of the day today?
No.
No?
I don't have any bugs.
Excuse me, but I remember last night, maybe mommy surprised you with a bunch of something in your bed. Do you remember what that was?
Yeah, bugs.
Yeah, so maybe you do have some bugs. Which kind of bugs? Do you remember what was in your bed?
Butterfly.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No.
No?
Do you have a favorite kind of beetle?
Blue and green.
Nice. I like the rhinoceros beetle.
I like the green beetle.
Ooh, fancy. Nice.
And I also, by the way, on your bed, you had a ladybug?
Yeah.
And a praying mantis?
Yeah.
And a spider?
Yeah.
And a caterpillar?
Yeah.
I don't remember. No. Oh, it wasn't? What was it? Oh, okay. This is actually big news. So Flynn wanted new bed sheets that were bugs. So his bed sheets have bugs all over them. And I got him a bunch of bug, like stuffed animals. That's what I was just talking about. There weren't real bugs. There were bug stuffed animals. But yesterday, Flynn went to the creek with Daddy, didn't you? And what did you see at the creek?
Huge water bug.
Yeah, but
what did you catch? Remember?
Oh,
yesterday.
A salamander.
That's right.
Two. Yeah.
A salamander. I've never even seen one in real life, Flynn. And you have. Can you believe that?
Yeah, they're very tiny. I thought it was a worm.
I thought it was a worm, too, when I saw the video that Daddy took of you holding it. I thought it was a worm. And then I was like, wait, it has little legs and a little face.
It curls up for protection, right?
Yeah. It was so cool, Flynn. I can't believe you were so lucky to see a salamander.
But, Mom.
What? If you're watching, you'll notice that Flynn's been a little distracted with his eyeballs looking to the left. And that's because our computer is right here that we're recording everything on. And in the background of the computer and the recording software, YouTube is pulled up. So Flynn really wants to watch this quick video. And then should we finish Truck of the Day? Or?
Yeah, finish the Truck of the Day.
Okay, we can finish Truck of the Day. Do you want to watch this first or finish Truck of the Day? Okay, we're going to watch this and then we'll finish Truck of the Day. We'll be right back. All right, we watched the video. Did you like the video, Flynn?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Flynn is wearing a really cool helmet. And what kind of helmet is that, actually?
Space helmet.
Okay, so if you ever go to outer space?
Yeah, like on a rocket.
On like a rocket ship or something, okay. Right?
Oh, it's pretty sweet.
Oh, there he is.
That's amazing. Where'd he go? I think every time Flynn's helmet shade, Flynn? Eye shade goes down, he disappears. It's so bizarre.
Flynn.
Where'd he go? I thought we were too, but I don't know. I guess we can do Truck of the Day without him. So, there you are, Flynn. Oh my gosh. Oh, he's gone again. Okay, I'll do Truck of the Day. We've got a train. Oh, Flynn's back again. Oh, my gosh. Hey, Flynn, I think Flynn's invisible. Oh, there he is. Hey, Flynn, I know you're invisible, but can you do this Truck of the Day? Or, back again. You going to do it? I think he's too busy being invisible and uninvisibled. So I guess I'll do the Truck of the Day. This truck is a...
It's a train.
It's a train?
Yeah.
This train is actually very special. Do you know why?
Why?
Because whose train is this?
Dad's.
It's Dad's train.
Remember who made it?
Grandpa Yoda.
And?
Grandma Nita.
Yeah, Grandpa Yoda and Grandma Nita made this really awesome train that has Eric's name written out in letters. And it's super awesome. And Flynn plays with it all the time. And the babies play with it all the time. But it was Eric's when he was a little boy.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
Let me go find another truck.
The final truck of the day is...
A Jeep.
A Jeep. And this Jeep is what color, Flynn?
White.
Yep, white and?
Yellow.
White and yellow. And Jeeps go fast, slow? What kind of sound do they make?
I'll show you.
Okay. Oh, it has sound effects. I was actually not expecting that at all. That was surprising.
Wait, it has buttons? I didn't even know it had buttons.
That's amazing.
Buttons.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Okay, what's the next one?
This.
What is that?
It's a net.
That's a truck?
Net.
Oh, because this is Truck of the Day. Are we doing Net of the Day?
Whoa.
Because Flynn just brought over a box that has a bunch of string on it to make like a little cage. And you said it's a Net of the Day?
Yeah.
Okay, so Net of the Day is this box with strings on it. Flynn, thank you for an incredible segment. We've done 100 episodes.
Truck of the Day has always been my favorite part.
Me too.
Of this podcast.
I love Truck of the Day. Oh gosh, so many
love
trucks,
you,
guys. This is a never ending. This episode should just be called Truck of the Day because it's just going to be a million trucks.
There's no more trucks in this room, obviously. He's getting creative.
I don't know what he's getting.
But what's just more pieces of the same
more
train?
More pieces of the train.
What's
perfect.
That? The caboose.
The caboose of the train is the final one.
We love a caboose.
Thanks, Flynn. You're the best. High fives. High fives.
Big one for me.
Well, thanks for watching Flynn's Truck of the Day. Truck of the Day. Day. Flynn, can you say bye-bye?
Bye.
Flynn's Truck of the Day.
So condiments, didn't look that up.
Okay.
Where that word came from, but okay. I looked up condoms because I was like, where did that word, who like, why,
yeah.
Why do we call them condoms?
And this is how we're ending the 100th episode is talking about condoms?
Yeah. And it said the oldest condom ever found dated back to the 1640s and were made with animal and fish intestines.
Wow.
Interesting. But then it said the origin of the name is unknown. Folklore attributes it to its invention to Dr. Condom, who was at the court of King Charles II in the 1600s.
Hmm.
But it's more likely, however, it derived from the Latin condus, meaning receptacle.
Okay. You know, why would you look up condoms when it was condiments was the word that we were discussing?
What are you asking me to explain? How this works?
Yeah, your brain parts?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's a bad question. Yeah, I don't like that word. You know how a lot of people don't like the word moist?
Yeah.
That word
yeah.
doesn't bug me. I actually prefer the word. I like the word moist because it's a great way to describe like a dessert that's like a good moist cake. You know, like, it doesn't bother me, that word. But like scab, horrible word.
Bad word.
Terrible word.
Bad
condiment,
word.
Condiment, not a good word. I don't like that.
Mm-mm.
You know? So
what's another word for condiment? Like sauce?
Yeah, like a sauce. Like a
but
side
there's
sauce.
Other condiments. Well, yeah. Are there? Are they all sauces condiments?
I don't
Can
know.
You think of a condiment that's not a sauce?
No. Right? Because then it would be a topping, like a cilantro or
salt
something.
And pepper.
Like,
you know what I mean?
No, that's what? Those are like spices.
Well, I'm just saying where you would find condiments.
You wouldn't find salt and pepper.
Like if you
condiments.
Go to a restaurant and they have like a, if they're kind of restaurant that keeps the ketchup and mustard and,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever on the table, there would be salt and pepper there too, or in like hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Is yeah. hot sauce a condiment?
I would say so. Anyway. So that's our condiment talk, I guess, for today.
Dips, sauces.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people did say they loved your songs, and I love your songs too. You should start writing more for the episodes because they're always incredible. And you're uh-huh. a genius.
Wow.
But I
mean,
think we should sing one.
I don't believe you that anyone said that.
I swear. Look at the Twitter.
But that's really nice.
But yeah, I think we should sing one.
I wish I had
one.
More time to do that.
I know. We don't really have a lot of time. Let's do it. Let's sing one before we get washed away.
Which
by
one?
The storm. A lot of people said grilled cheese and applesauce, so I think we could do that one.
When I wrote that, when was that? Was
well,
that?
Flynn technically wrote it.
Well, oh, right. Was that?
I don't remember if it was. Pre-babies? I don't remember if it was pre. It must have been. Yeah, it was pre-babies because they're not in the song. You would have. Yeah, no, it was pre-babies, which is crazy to think about because it doesn't feel like that song was written pre-babies, but obviously it was. Anyway, here's grilled cheese and applesauce. Thanks for listening for 100 episodes, you guys. We've loved having you. We're looking forward to the next 100. We hope you stick around for all of them. And yeah, here's grilled cheese and applesauce.
I don't know that I remember it.
Well, I don't know that I remember it either. Let's just try it.
We have to add the other kids to the song.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll do that right now.
Grilled cheese and applesauce is what Flynn wants for breakfast. Grilled cheese and applesauce is what Flynn likes for lunch. Grilled cheese and applesauce. What Flynn eats for dinner. Grilled cheese and applesauce is all Flynn ever wants. Who's next?
Me.
Cookies and In-N-Out.
Yes.
It's what Lovey wants.
Is
it Mommy?
You can be Lovey. I think it's, I don't remember what it was. Mommy? Mama? Mommy's kind of weird, huh?
Mommy wants
the mama for dinner.
For breakfast.
Breakfast.
Cookies and In-N-Out. It's what mommy likes for lunch.
I hate mommy. I think it's supposed to be mama. Anyway.
Cookies and In-N-Out. It's what mommy eats for dinner. Cookies and In-N-Out. It's all mommy ever wants.
I think it was Colleen or Mama.
I don't know. Colleen. I don't even know how to say your name.
What is Maisie like?
No, it's you.
I'm trying to add our other children to the song.
Then I shouldn't have been next. I think we should do you next. Okay, fine. Maisie.
Gerber Puffs.
Maisie? Oh, we're doing Maisie?
Yeah.
Oh, Maisie. That's easy.
What?
Hold on. I gotta just think of a second one, but I got. Okay, got it. Okay. Wait, hold on. I don't have it. Hold on. I gotta go on. Hold on. Chicken and deli meat is what
Maisie wants for breakfast.
She loves meat.
Chicken and deli meats is what Maisie likes for lunch.
Could be better, but it works for now.
Chicken and deli meats what Maisie eats for dinner.
She'll literally eat anything, though.
Chicken and deli meats, all Maisie ever was.
Now Wesley.
I got him.
You got it already?
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Baby food and nothing else is what
Wesley wants for breakfast.
He hates everything.
Baby food and nothing else is what Wesley likes for lunch. Baby food and nothing else is what Wesley eats for dinner. Baby food and nothing else is what Wesley
always wants. Here's you, lovey, now.
What do I like now?
Red wine and cigarettes is what Daddy wants for breakfast.
Whoops.
Not anymore, though.
Red wine and cigarettes is what Daddy likes for lunch. Red wine and cigarettes is what Daddy eats for dinner.
Red wine and cigarettes is all Daddy ever wants. Remember this part?
I don't know.
We're all hungry all the time, and we try to decide, but we can't, so we have grilled cheese and applesauce.
Grilled cheese and applesauce.
Cookies and In-N-Out.
Cookies and In-N-Out.
Chicken and deli meats.
Chicken and deli meats.
Baby food and nothing else.
Baby food and nothing else.
Red wine and cigarettes.
Something about like not wanting a bit.
I don't remember. So we have grilled cheese and applesauce. That's honestly what we'll probably have tonight for dinner.
That sounds kind of good.
Yeah, it does sound really good. Maisie will eat literally anything. I could come up with better lyrics for Maisie, but
sure,
she does
yeah.
love eating meat. Like she loves if we put like turkey or chicken or sausage.
Protein
like
queen.
Any kind
her.
Of protein.
Yeah.
We're like protein queen. She loves a protein. It's like her favorite thing in the world. But she will eat anything. Maisie's such a good eater.
Yeah.
Wesley will not eat
so
anything.
So picky. Yeah.
Wesley is very picky. And he loves baby food pouch, man. It's his favorite thing in the world. Anyway,
and when they
for
don't want something,
everybody.
They go, meh.
Yeah. Yeah. Clint doesn't even like grilled cheese and applesauce anymore.
Mm-mm.
Ugh. Thanks for watching, everyone. Happy 100th episode. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
Bye. You can relax.
The world is scary and we're locked in our home, but now we have big microphones. So you can relax, that's the name of our podcast.